Yeah, if you didn't have three kids or six kids like us combined.
That's a weird way to put that.
Yeah, whatever. It's been a long day. I don't care. That's cool, man. I love that we talk about pedals pretty much nonstop. It's great.
Yeah. Even when we aren't recording, that's kind of what we talk a lot about.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you want to go into that pedal thing then?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. I have a good one. I got this from Jason Fuzzmonger, and he told me you're not allowed to sell it until you put it on that pedal thing. And I was like, well, I was like, I want to play with it. I'm not trading to sell it, you know. He's like, well, just put it. That's the promise. And I was like, good enough. So this is the Old Blood Noise Haunt, and I really like it, and I really like it on bass. It's a gated fuzz, and basically the controls are it's insane. I don't even know how to put it. It's fun. It's a fun fuzz because I don't really have any gated fuzz. I get some. I have some that are like sputtery and stuff, but this is like this gets real gated and real crazy. There's like on the fuzz knob, like if you go 90%, it's fine. It's all fuzz, a little gated, or not a little gated, but a little sputtery and stuff. But when you go that extra 10%, it goes insane. It just goes into like insane mode. And then like the gate, like it's cool because like this is a pedal you kind of have to really sit with and figure out the tone. The knobs are volume, fuzz, gate, mix, and tone. And you know, the tone's pretty simple, fuzz is simple, volume simple, and then the mix is like, you know, you're figuring out where you want that, and then your gate is how much gate you want, obviously. And then they also have modes on there, which you instantly hit it, and then it changes everything, and you're like, oh, I got to start over. What the heck do I do? And then there's one that's marked low, and that one's really just to like really help you with the bass. So but dude, super fun. The fuzz sounds great. If you want to dial back the gate and just mess with the tone and the fuzz and the volume, great sounding fuzz. Mm-hmm. Sounds awesome. But if you really want something like nuts sounding, yeah, just push that fuzz super high and that gate like all wacky and that mix all the way over. It's fun. It's a fun pedal. So I did not expect it to be that cool. And then after I bought it, like they released the new one.
Yeah, the big old deluxe boy.
Yeah, which is cool. That thing looks rad. That white one looks awesome.
Yeah, the black and white.
I was like, I was like, put it on Amazon. I got a credit card from them. But it's definitely, if this is a pedal, they're like $199 new or whatever, but the you can buy them used for like $120, like $130 on Reverb. So if you're looking for a gated fuzz, I like it. I liked it a lot. So I'm gonna keep messing with it. But I really enjoyed it on bass. I think more than anything else.
Hmm.
So down the road,
see, that was their first pedal that they came out with, right?
One of for sure. I'm not sure exactly, but yeah, sure, why not.
Yeah, I think it was.
But yeah, go check them out. I definitely want to check out that new one though. I think that thing looks cool.
Yeah, it's got like a 4 or 5 band EQ on it.
And now that's like the one thing Jason said was I wasn't too keen on the EQ section, like the way it worked. He's like, you can wrap your head around it, but he's like, I think he didn't like the like where it landed in the circuit, I think. But I think with that, I think that probably will solve that problem for sure, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, cool. But I think it's a fun pedal. I definitely recommend it. If you got a $100 bill burning a hole in your pocket and you like fuzz, I'd say go down that road for sure.
Nice.
What do you got, man?
Well, I'm gonna talk about the guitar Damerung.
Yeah.
From Electro Faustus. Talk about crazy gated fuzz things. Oh my goodness, this pedal is a monster. My first instinct on it is it's like if you take the weird glitchy synth side of the MXR Blue Box and like pump it full of steroids, that's what this thing is. Like, it is a glitchy, gated, like almost like a ring mod thing going on sometimes. Yeah,
it has like an arpeggio in it or something, you know, like or
yeah,
an arpeggiator. Yeah. It's cool for sure.
So it has a volume, tone, speed, and intensity. And I didn't see any like instructions or manual in the box.
No, he didn't do so that. Either of them.
So I just went for it. Playing with it. Yeah, and it's gnarly. I like it. I really want to find like the best way for me to use this on the new project that I'm doing, because I think it'll be super interesting sound that will get people's attention, if nothing else. When I went and hung out with Brian and Kyle, I took it over there to show them, and what I ended up doing was, so Kyle had the Boss Slicer.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is that like double wide programmable tremolo thing. And ran that into the guitar Dameron and played guitar through it, and it made it sound like a really cool, like busted up sequencer type of deal, like ancient synthesizer that was like on the edge of falling apart. It was really cool, really musical. So far that has been my favorite application. Like just that really rhythmic pulsing through it was really the bee's knees, you could say.
Yeah.
Sorry, I ran out of breath.
You were so excited you forgot to breathe.
I was. Yeah, I am excited about it. Cause, so today, I'm like, oh, it was so cool with that slicer. Like, I want to run the Octastep through it. Because I'm like, that'll be like, you know, it's rhythmic and it's pulsing and all that. And it was super cool. Also, I did notice that, like, so like the lower frequencies, I need to try this on bass.
It's fun on bass. The lower frequencies. Sure.
Yeah, yep. The lower frequencies in the Octastep kind of like didn't do anything with the, like they just disappeared.
Yeah, it's weird. So, you'll like get like an initial sound and then the weird rhythmic repeats won't catch some of the sound on bass.
Yeah.
But like in a good way. Like I really enjoyed it on bass for sure.
Yeah, I think that Octastep thing was just like moving, you know, across the spectrum too much, maybe, or something.
Maybe.
But yeah.
It also could be too quick. Super fun. That's the other thing, too, is I noticed when I played really, really fast, it was like, it just like got like, it was almost like a tornado. You know, like it was just going so fast. There was so much going on that, like, I don't even think I could pick it up. You know what I mean? Like, it was, because there's so much going on with it that, like, at that playing something faster kind of like almost like, my head couldn't wrap around it, you know, let alone the pedal.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. It's a really cool tool. I want to do something awesome with it. And so I'm going to spend a lot of time with it, and I'm going to make something awesome and crazy sounding.
Cool. You can do it with that.
You cool with that?
What am I, why am I cool with that? I'm good with what. I don't know why you're asking me, man.
I got to ask somebody. I feel like I need permission.
Yes, you have my permission. I think, yes. You know, guys, raise your hands if you think he has permission.
Cool. All right, good.
It
thanks.
Looks like overall, yep, you get the majority vote. go check out both those pedals on our YouTube channel. I have bass demos for both of them and guitar demos for both of them. So you can check them out and see, like, you know, what you like. Our demos are pretty straightforward. They're just turn the knobs and see what we like and, you know, kind of just show what the pedal does. So you're not worried about, hey, did they hit that song right? Or did they, you know what I mean? So just go check them out. Especially the Electro Faustus pedal. That thing is cuckoo bananas, but like in all the right ways.
Yeah. Agreed.
Good. That's a, is that a 5-star? Is that a 5-star review when you say it's cuckoo bananas in all the right ways? I think he's going to love that. I'll have to let him know.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, yeah, it came up on the show this week. And he'll be like, great.